Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm WUSF Morning Edition host Carson Cooper. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Here are some of the stories we covered on Monday, November 16th. Keeping folks in prison is not cheap, and Florida is among the biggest spenders in that department. A two-day summit aimed at coming up with a better way to run prisons and rehab the folks who spend time in them gets underway today in Tampa. Sponsored by the Collins Center for Public Policy, among those taking part is Adam Gelb with the Pew Center on the state's Public Safety Performance Project. He tells the St. Petersburg Times that for all the money Florida spends on its prison system, or in it, $2 billion a year, it ought to see a lot more in the way of crime reduction. The Department of Correction says around 100,000 are now under lock and key in Florida, with just as many out under court supervision. The summit takes place today and tomorrow at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay in Tampa. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson is warning that new federal water standards will cost Florida big time. The EPA, for the first time ever, will set limits on farm and urban runoff. That's the water linked to algae blooms inland and along the coast. Bronson and some business and farm groups say the new standards will be too expensive for farmers. A coalition of groups called Don't Tax Florida says the regulations could cost Florida families more than $700 in fees. Jennifer Hecker with the Naples-based Conservancy of Southwest Florida disagrees that the cost would be that high.
I think that's not accurate. And frankly, this proposal to create numeric standards is simply enacting the Clean Water Act. And numeric standards have been set already for all other pollutants in Florida except for nitrogen and phosphorus, two of our major pollutants.
U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle will hear arguments today on the proposed agreement in Tallahassee. The world's largest cruise ship created what may have seemed to be the world's largest traffic jam over the weekend. Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas sailed into its new home at Port Everglades Friday morning. The $1.5 billion ship arrived from its maiden voyage from Turku, Finland. Spectators hoping for a glimpse snarled traffic at Port Everglades over the weekend. For security reasons, only those with tickets are allowed to get anywhere near it. The ship is designed for 5,400 passengers. It's nearly five times larger than the Titanic, features two-story luxury suites, a golf course, theme parks, first ever living park at sea with 12,000 plants and 56 trees, all on a cruise ship. A sister ship, the Allure of the Seas, will roll out in November 2010. Some state lawmakers say Florida is moving too slowly when it comes to its revised port security rules. The state has been working on a uniform port access credential, which allows easier access to Florida's ports. After 9/11, a state credential was required for each port, along with a federal ID. Some lawmakers say the state credentials are no longer needed. Bradenton Senator Mike Bennett tells the Tallahassee Democrat that, in his words, it's insane that Florida cannot simply adopt the federal standards. An assistant commissioner with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says Florida's new system will be running by the end of next year, and that some Florida ports are already okay with just the federal ID card. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson. What's more important than watching the road while driving? According to a Pew Research Center study, for some teenagers, it's talking or texting on their cell phones. This summer, the center's Internet and American Life Project surveyed 800 teenagers from 12 to 17. One-third of them, between 16 and 17, have sent text messages while they were behind the wheel, and more than half of those teenagers have driven while chatting on the cell phone. Nearly half of those surveyed said they've been in a car when the driver put them or others in danger in the way they used a cell phone. Crashes with teen drivers are the leading cause of death among teenagers in the United States. Alternative Weekly publisher Creative Loafing Incorporated has named former St. Petersburg Times publisher Marty Petty as its new chief executive officer. The Tampa-based chain made the announcement today. Petty left the Times earlier this year as part of a downsizing of its management staff. Under her leadership, the Times won 2 Pulitzer Prizes last April. The outlook for retailers is optimistic as the holiday season approaches. As Gina Jordan reports, steep discounts and high competition may mean big bargains for consumers.
A bright, sunny day in downtown Tallahassee served as the backdrop for Rick McAllister to release the Florida Retail Federation's holiday shopping forecast.
I think the message that you all should be getting today is that things are better.
Last year's numbers were so dismal, McAllister chose not to make an official announcement.
It turned out to be the worst holiday shopping period in 40 years.
This year looks substantially better, especially for big box stores like Walmart. More than ever, businesses are using social networking technology to send customers coupons and advertisements. Overall, McAllister thinks this will be a break-even year for retailers, with mid-range toys carrying the load. As in recent years, gift cards will continue to be the number one selling item. Black Friday, the start of the traditional Christmas shopping season, is less than 2 weeks away. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Gina Jordan.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.